For now, at least, the threat of rolling blackouts has retreated in California, as several power plants shut down to improve air quality are back online. Governor Gray Davis told plant owners to postpone the installation of anti-pollution devices. And plans to build some new and cleaner generating plants are also being put on hold. As Cheryl Colopy reports, Californians are finding that in the midst of their energy crisis, there may be a trade-off between cheap power and clean air.
Lou Calcaño looks west from his dairy in Monterey County at the Moss Landing Power Plant. Twin smokestacks tower above a 12-story structure, a giant cube of scaffolding with tubes and ducts snaking in and out. Pacific Gas and Electric built the plant in the late 60s, next to an older one, which the company shut down a few years ago because it was inefficient and highly polluting. Mr. Calcaño lived here before any of these plants were built.
I would prefer, if I had my wishes, to see it the way it was when I was growing up, and I was cutting across that particular piece of property, walking to school. But I also have to be a realist.
Soon, a whole new suite of generators will be built at the 200-acre site, now owned by Duke Energy. As a Monterey County supervisor, Lou Calcaño takes some credit for expediting the new plant's permit. A year and a half from now, when all its units are pumping at full power, Moss will be the most productive plant in California, providing enough electricity for millions of people and emitting only a fraction as much air pollution as its predecessors. But in the meantime, California's air quality may suffer. On one of the 12 decks of the Moss Landing plant, the concrete floor vibrates and the air is hot. Plant manager Gene McCrillis says the temperature inside the boiler reaches 1,800 degrees.
You push gas in, you push air in, you light the fire, and then you just manage that combustion mixture.
Through a glass window, we can see the flames dancing. This unit was scheduled to be shut down last month for a pollution control upgrade. But Governor Gray Davis has asked plants to postpone such work until after next summer's surge in energy demand. Air quality officials in Monterey say the delay means an additional 800 tons of nitrogen oxide, the chief component of smog, will drift from the unit's smokestack this year. State officials aren't sure yet how many delays like this one may threaten air quality throughout the state. Before the energy crisis, Duke had scheduled retrofits for both the units at Moss. And today, the twin unit that's been shut down since October is coming back online. Crews have been working around the clock to install the power plant equivalent of a catalytic converter.
You can see this is the top of the new ductwork, of the top part where the SCR is actually fits right inside there.
So Gene McCrillis points out huge ducts that are beginning to filter the generator's exhaust. The improvements will cut air emissions up to 90%. And, says Duke Energy spokesman Tom Williams, companies like his are planning to build new, state-of-the-art plants that will pollute even less than the upgraded ones. But he says any steps toward re-regulating electricity in California might make such investments less attractive.
It's our intent to continue to go forward. We've sunk a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and also capital into making this project work. You know, we're watching the regulatory situation in California very closely. We have no intention of slowing things down on Moss, but we certainly could.
And power demand not met by new plants would likely result in more reliance on old, polluting ones. Back at Lou Calcaño's farm, cows munch on local produce, artichokes and salad greens, while the fiery glow of the setting sun frames Moss Landing. It's the evening milking hour. Inside the milking barn, equipment pulses.
There's flow sensors that feed back to a computer board. It'll come off if you watch them. Some of these are about ready to come off.
Suction cups drop automatically from a cow's udder when she's dry, which sends a signal to a computer to turn off the electricity. Lou Calcaño says that's cut his energy bill in half. Yet despite these energy-saving efforts, and despite having one of the most powerful plants in the state virtually in his backyard, Mr. Calcaño is buying a $50,000 diesel generator for backup power. He says cows have to be milked or they go dry.
A lot of dairy farmers are doing that. We've got a perishable product. We can't move into the summer months knowing that there's going to be an energy crunch and we're going to have blackouts, and we can't milk the cows for 6 or 7 hours.
So many of the state's dairies and other businesses want emergency power, diesel distributors are out of stock. Ralph Cavanna of the Natural Resources Defense Council says environmentalists have supported new natural gas plants because of their air benefits, and they've also been pleading for other investments and conservation to maintain a clean, efficient, and reliable grid.
We know that the minute it begins to fail, people start firing up the old diesel generators. There are thousands of them across California. And those things are major sources of toxic air pollution. They're 100 times dirtier than any of the new gas-fired plants.
Ralph Cavanna says for the past 20 years, California has moved steadily toward cleaner air, and even the current energy crisis isn't a good enough reason to abandon that goal. For Living on Earth, I'm Cheryl Colopy in Monterey County.